Thank you, President, Vice President of SADC Parliamentary Forum, members of the executive of the SADC Parliamentary Forum present, all speakers of the SADC Parliament present here, all South African speakers or deputy speakers or delegates from the provincial legislatures, members of Parliament, secretaries of Parliament led by Secretary Bawema, who is the Secretary of the Parliament, SADC Parliamentary Forum, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen. I present to you the communique of the SADC Parliamentary Forum, 58th Plenary Assembly, which started here in KwaZulu-Natal Province, eThekwini Metro, from the 30th of November to 5th December 2025. The SADC Parliamentary Forum 58th Plenary Assembly was held from 30th November to 5th December 2025 in eThekwini Metro Municipality, Republic of South Africa, under the theme, I quote, "The Impact of Climate Change on Women and Youth in the SADC Region and the Role of Parliaments in Climate Change Mitigation and Adaptation." The plenary assembly was attended by 14 of the 15 SADC PF member parliaments, namely Angola, Botswana, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Eswatini, Lesotho, Madagascar, Malawi, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, Seychelles, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. The Parliament of the United Republic of Tanzania tendered its apology. The plenary assembly was also attended by representatives from the partner organization, including civil society. Members of Parliament from Parliament of South Africa, who participated as observers, delegates from the KwaZulu-Natal Legislature, the South African Legislative Sector, eThekwini Municipality, Toyota South Africa, who presented on the theme, as well as the academia, including the Thabo Mbeki African School of Public and International Affairs at UNISA. The plenary assembly was officially opened by His Excellency Mr. Paul Mashatile, the acting president at the time of the Republic of South Africa and South Africa's deputy president, who called for collective parliamentary action to address climate change, particularly its impact on women and youth. He highlighted key outcomes of the G20 summit hosted by South Africa, including progress on climate resilience, energy access, food security, and youth empowerment, commending SADC efforts to develop a regional climate strategies. The acting president emphasized the need for gender responsive legislation, alignment of policies with international frameworks, and stronger oversight. Citing South Africa's 2024 Climate Change Act, the acting president urged parliaments to allocate resources effectively, promote accountability, and ensure inclusive people-centered climate policies. The president of the president of the SADC PF and the Speaker of Parliament of Madagascar, Honorable Ranrianaso Loniako Siteni Thierry, emphasized the plenary assembly's role in promoting democracy, good governance, and regional integration, while commending South Africa's leadership in championing the establishment of the South Africa Development Parliament. He reaffirmed the forum's commitment to inter-parliamentary cooperation and citizens' participation, reiterated its readiness to evolve into a fully-fledged parliament anchored on strong governance and professional management systems, and called for support to ratify the protocol to establish the SADC Parliament by August 2026. In her welcome address, Honorable Thokozile Didiza, the Speaker of the National Assembly of South Africa, underscored the urgency of collective action on climate change, citing recent climate-related disasters in the SADC region, and stressed the need for climate resilience policies and parliamentary leadership through legislation, oversight, and gender-responsive budgeting, reflecting on COP30 outcomes, including, I quote, global multilateral decision, close quote, and the just transition mechanisms. The whole speaker called for harmonized legislative action across the SADC member states to advance climate mitigation, adaptation, and inclusive development. The Secretary General of the SADC PF, Her Excellency Buema Skhoma, in her introductory statement, paid tribute to South Africa's visionary leadership in global and regional affairs under the stewardship of President Cyril Matamela Ramaphosa, and highlighted eThekwini's legacy as a symbol of resilience and pan-African unity. Characterizing climate change as a daily reality, she called for urgent, innovative, and bold parliamentary action rooted in regional solidarity and the legacy of the frontline states. The Secretary General welcomed the Plenary Assembly's diverse representation with 40.6% of the 69 parliamentarians in attendance being female. Honorable Princess Anne Mutjapilo from the Southern African Youth Parliament, representing the youth, reaffirmed the vital role of young people in shaping policy in the SADC region, commended the SADC region Parliamentary Forum youth inclusive practices, and called for investment in youth leadership to address challenges such as unemployment, exclusion, conflict, gender-based violence, and climate change. She welcomed the establishment of the SADC Parliamentary Forum Youth Caucus, urged parliaments to enact bold, inclusive legislation, and conclude by declaring that youth are not leaders in waiting, but are leaders in motion. The Regional Women's Parliamentary Caucus, RWPC as it is known, its interim chairperson, Honorable Senator Dr. Lindiwe Nxumalo, commemorated the 2025 16 Days of Activism campaign by honoring iconic KwaZulu-Natal women leaders such as Queen Nandi, Charlotte Maxeke, and Dorothy Nyembe, and called for urgent action against digital violence, gender-based violence, and climate vulnerability. The RWPC interim chairperson urged the domestication of the SADC PF model law on GBV and child marriages. She also urged for the adoption of climate smart as well as gender responsive legislation and expanded SRHR access and full women's representation in all decision making bodies, while commending South Africa's leadership through its national strategic plan on gender-based violence and femicide, and the recognition of GBV as a national crisis. The Plenary Assembly expressed profound concern over the escalating impacts of climate change in the SADC region, including intensified droughts, devastating floods, tropical cyclones, and rising sea levels, which threaten food security, water access, public health, and socio-economic stability, thereby undermining the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals and the SADC's Regional Integration Agenda. The Plenary Assembly acknowledged that climate change is neither gender neutral nor generation blind, recognizing that women and youth bear a disproportionate burden due to pre-existing socio-economic inequalities, reliance on climate-sensitive resources, and limited access to decision-making, finance, and technology. The Plenary Assembly resolved to prioritize parliamentary oversight and promote regional policy harmonization to combat the climate crisis, safeguarding citizens and aligning climate action with the developmental aspirations of the SADC region as outlined in the SADC Vision 2050, the African Union Agenda 2063, the outcomes of the 2025 G20 Summit, and COP30. The Plenary Assembly reaffirmed the critical interlinkages between climate change, health, and sexual and reproductive health, and writes, noting that climate-induced disasters disrupt healthcare systems, restrict access to essential SRHR services, and heighten risk of maternal mortality, of gender-based violence, child marriage, and the spread of HIV and AIDS. The Plenary Assembly reaffirmed the central role of parliaments in enacting climate-responsive legislation, approving climate-sensitive budgets, and strengthening oversight, while emphasizing the need for dedicated climate research funding and the urgent adoption of gender-responsive, youth-sensitive policy that recognize women and youth as key agents of change. The Plenary Assembly underscored the importance of strong parliamentary oversight to ensure transparency and accountability in climate finance, while promoting innovative financing for a just transition, and urged member parliaments to integrate climate resilience into national policies on agriculture, water management, and energy in response to threats to food sovereignty and water security. The Plenary Assembly commended member parliaments for their progress in implementing previous resolutions and exercising effective oversight over the executive. It further applauded the comprehensive country reports presented, reflecting a strong commitment to peer learning, mutual accountability, and advancing the SADC PF strategic objective of strengthening the implementation of capacity of the SADC. The Plenary Assembly adopted reports of standing committees, the joint sitting of standing committees and the RWPC, and accordingly called for parliamentary action to address the regional energy deficit by urging national parliaments to prioritize the ratification and domestication of the SADC Energy Protocol, strengthening oversight of its implementation and regional power pool integration, and utilize their budgetary authority to approve strategic investment in renewable energy and grid modernization to promote a just energy transition. It also reaffirmed the critical role of parliamentarians in election observation for democratic consolidation, called for predictable funding and increased parliamentary participation in SADC Parliamentary Forum elections observer missions, and urged the institutionalization of EOM funding within the national budgets of member parliaments. Encourage member parliaments to strengthen oversight of anti-corruption strategies, advocate for the ratification of the SADC Protocol on Politics, Defense and Security Cooperation, and lead the revision of the SADC Model Law on Elections to address contemporary challenges such as cybersecurity, digital disinformation, and the conduct of elections during public health emergencies. It also expressed strong support for the RWPC's advocacy for gender-responsive climate action and encouraged member parliaments to ensure that climate policies and financing are guided by robust gender analysis, supported by gender disaggregated data in carbon markets, and reinforced by strengthened oversight to hold implementing agencies accountable to gender inclusion standards. It also commended the landmark benchmarking visit to Lesotho by the Regional Parliamentary Modern Law Oversight Committee, and urged member parliaments to institutionalize similar peer learning processes to support the domestication of SADC modern laws, strengthening legal drafting capacity, enhance multi-stakeholder collaboration, and establish dedicated budgetary allocation and robust monitoring frameworks to translate modern laws into tangible outcomes for the SADC citizens. It also commended the ongoing development of the SADC Model Law on Safe Abortion as mandated by the Plenary Assembly, and urge Member Parliaments to actively champion it as a vital, harmonized regional framework while facilitating inclusive national consultations on its context, sensitive rights-based provisions. It urged national parliaments to advocate for the ratification and domestication of the gender protocol, accelerate the adoption of the gender-responsive budgeting, strengthen monitoring frameworks, implement reforms to address digital gender-based violence, and promote expanded intergenerational dialogue. It reaffirmed the SADC Parliamentary Forum's commitment to gender equality and youth empowerment and called for the development of a youth development scorecard alongside the institutionalization of multi-sectoral engagements and sustained resource allocation to ensure inclusive and effective regional implementation. It also emphasized the critical need for strengthened parliamentary oversight in the areas of health and labor by urging parliaments to ensure adequate domestic funding for health protocols, ring-fence resources for HIV and AIDS and TB programs, as well as expedite the ratification of the SADC Protocol on Employment and Labor. It strongly recommended that the SADC Parliamentary Forum advocate for elevation of the SADC SRHR strategy into a legally binding protocol to ensure uniform legal reforms, enforceable commitments, and mandatory budgetary allocation across member states, thereby strengthening accountability, enhancing implementation, and promoting sustainable progress in SRHR. It reiterated that regional economic integration relies on effective parliamentary action and urged member parliaments to prioritize the ratification of key trade industry protocols and their annexures align national legislation to eliminate non-tariff barriers and enhance oversight of executive commitments related to regional trade obligations. It also resolved to urge SADC member parliaments to fast-track ratification and domestication of the protocol on the facilitation of movement of persons, align national laws to support regional integration and unified investment zone, and enhance oversight to ensure timely implementation of related commitments. The Plenary Assembly adopted the report of the 151st Inter-Parliamentary Union Assembly held in Geneva from the 19th to the 23rd of October 2025. It also welcomed the active participation of SADC member parliaments, acknowledged key outcomes, including the Geneva Declaration on Humanitarian Norms, resolution on illegal international adoptions, and the call for a female United Nations Secretary General, and commended both member parliaments for their continued engagement in global processes and the SADC Parliamentary Forum for its effective coordination, which ensures a unified SADC voice within the African geopolitical group. The Plenary Assembly expressed its deep gratitude to the Speaker of the National Assembly of South Africa, Honorable Angela Thokozile Didiza, and through her to the government and the peoples of the Republic of South Africa for their exceptional hospitality, flawless execution, and steadfast commitment to the resounding success of the 58th Plenary Assembly session. The Plenary Assembly also expressed its appreciation to the National Assembly of the Republic of Seychelles through Honorable Speaker Azarela Jolinda and Esther for offering to host the 59th Plenary Assembly schedule for the second quarter of 2026. This communique was presented at the Thekwini City, South Africa, on 4th December 2025. I submit.
Thank you. Thank you very much.